Welcome to Netflix Life, a streaming TV podcast from FanSided. I'm Bryce Olin, editor of Netflix Life, and I'm joined as usual by my co-host and FanSided entertainment director, Cody Schultz. We've got another big Stranger Things rumor to discuss in this episode, and we're also going to be talking about You Season 3 and Sweet Magnolia Season 2. First, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone listening. Cody and I are really enjoying jumping on and talking about our favorite Netflix shows and movies. You guys get to hear all about what we're watching, and we really just want to know what you guys are watching. So we'd like to ask you guys to leave a review on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts with the show or movie you're watching on Netflix right now. And we're going to be reading some of the recommendations you guys share on next week's episode. And we also know a lot of you guys are listening to the podcast via the player on Netflix Life. If you guys don't have time to listen or write a review right now, that's okay. You can actually subscribe to the podcast by clicking the little antenna button on the player in the top right-hand corner. It looks kind of like a little eye with like circles around it. Then you can come back, listen to this big Stranger Things rumor, and let us know what you guys are watching. So Cody, let's do it. We've got a big Stranger Things rumor going around the internet right now.
I feel like it's definitely been like a great time for like Stranger Things. There's so much anticipation for the new season that it's like anytime we get any bit of news, it's like, what do we know? So tell me, what is this new rumor we've got going on?
Well, first of all, I totally agree. I think that we're all expecting a season 4 trailer during the Super Bowl, first of all. And I think it was a real bummer when that didn't happen. I know that that's like, it was a shot in the dark, really, if it was going to happen, because there were reports that Netflix had nothing planned. And they did, in fact, have nothing planned for the Super Bowl. But we did get like it's kind of weird how these things happen. Basically, this was a new cast member, Sherman Augustus, who is going to play Lieutenant Colonel Sullivan in the new season. We don't really know much about the character yet, but he's been sharing some stuff on Instagram, like behind the scenes photos, things like that, just to let people know that he's filming season 4 right now. And then people always comment on the Instagram or on his post and said like, when season 4 coming, et cetera, et cetera. And he actually replied and said, like, basically that filming won't be done till August, which was kind of like weird for people to hear because everyone's expecting it to be done sooner than that. And then like people followed up and were like, really? And he was like, no, like, we don't know when it's coming, but we're pretty sure that it's going to be sometime this year. So there you have it from a Stranger Things season 4 cast member, probably sometime in 2021.
Yeah, and I love that he kind of like walked it back afterwards. Like, you put it out there, you have to wonder, was Netflix like aware and like in his ear and like, hey, we can't say this yet, we don't know anything.
Yeah, you never know.
Like, finishing in August definitely sounds troublesome if that ends up being the case for production, because it usually takes a couple of months, like post-production wise, before like they can turn around a season. And if they're still filming until August, like, what would that mean in terms of like a release date?
Yeah, I think that would definitely push it back to 2022. It's weird with Stranger Things because they did a little bit of filming before the pandemic and that like shut down production and all that, and then who knows what they did during that time. I'm assuming that like everyone was just taking a break and like post-production wasn't getting started and all that. And we know Gaten Matarazzo from who stars as Dustin said recently that filming is taking like longer than usual, so it's possible that it could be August, but that seems like a really, really, really long time.
Yeah, and I guess it's like a perfect pivot way is we also had like some interesting You Season 3 news this time around.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Where we had that fake poster kind of started circulating everywhere and was getting picked up. And people were like, oh, wait, is it actually coming in November? Because this poster looks so professionally done. And suddenly like fans are like, wait, we have to wait until November for the new season. I think the hope is that it will come earlier. And I know what's on Netflix and like some other like Netflix Life, we talked about it. It was definitely a fake. Like, it came out, Netflix was not connected to this. But I think it's funny, like, there's obviously a fan interest now in this show that they're out there creating these fake fan posters and fooling the internet into thinking a release date's coming.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, we see like these posters all the time, and like most of the time they don't look like real. Like, it's really obvious to be like, okay, this is fan art. Like, but this one, like, I had to like did a double take. I was like, what is this? Is this actually real? Netflix was really quick on the trigger with the tweet to let everyone know that they loved the poster, but then pointed out that it was fan art. So I thought that was really funny. They wanted to like squash all the rumors before they get started. But it's kind of weird too, because I think, so You Season 3 started production Well, I think they were shut down during the pandemic and then started again in November. And then there's been like reports that they're going to film through April, which, as you just mentioned with Stranger Things 3, it takes months after where they're done filming. So like it's entirely possible that it could be November. So that's like what it's like kind of funny. Like the poster's fake, but it like also might be real.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to see because and it's hard with any place like Netflix. Like when leaks happen, they're inevitable, but you're not going to come out and confirm the leak. It's like your first instinct is no, it isn't. And like my first instinct when I saw the poster was rush to Google and search like, is this an actual poster? Because it looks so legit. And I thought, crap, is this like actually happening? Do we have a release date? Like, and it came in the form of a random poster.
Yeah. And it's tough because like, we know like sort of how Netflix does things now. They're usually like, we get incremental things. Like it's like a poster and it'll say like coming in 2020 or 2021, sorry. And then they'll do like the month and then they'll do like the actual release date. And then there'll be like a trailer, like keep fans like waiting a little bit, like build that anticipation over time. So it was kind of like, oh, are they really doing this? And then no, they're not actually doing this, but we probably will find out something new once production ends. Like they said, if it's really April, things have been going a lot like more slowly than usual. So it could be later this summer, which then that like actually sets up for like a November, December release date. So it's possible, but I don't know. We'll have to see how that goes, I guess. But we've got some other news too, to talk about Sweet Magnolias, which is one of the best romantic dramas on Netflix right now. It premiered last year and thanks to again, what's on Netflix. We've got some filming news to discuss. So Cody, what do we know about season 2 production? Can you share with us?
Yeah, so it's funny. A couple episodes back, we kind of talked about whether there was a rumor that there was filming going on in Georgia for Sweet Magnolias. And we're like, it's winter. That doesn't seem like the setting of how the show's set because it's very spring, summer kind of like vibes. And this new rumor reports that production is going to get started in Atlanta in spring of 2021, which definitely aligns more with the show. Like when we left off, it was very much in that time period. I don't anticipate a time jump coming for season 2. So it's like, it makes sense that you would need to film when the elements are going to, you know, cooperate with you. So I think the other like positive thing is if that rumor comes true and they do get started on production in the spring, hopefully that means we could get season 2 by the end of this year, because I really like, this was like a perfect quarantine watch last year. Like it was a nice breath of fresh air. Like it had the drama, but it was also like one of those like uplifting, and I can watch this and not be like completely like brought down by everything else. Cause it had a lot of like the friendships, and I'm really hoping this means we get another season in 2021 and don't have to wait until next year.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking about too. I guess it depends on how long things go. Cause if it's a long production, it could like get done around August and back things up. Like we were just talking about with Stranger Things, and then that's a 2022 release date, which is no fun for anyone. We want to see the season as soon as possible. Right.
Yeah. And I think this season, like we obviously left with a huge cliffhanger. We, you know, of course had the car accident there in the end of the season. It was kind of that who's going to survive, like who was in the car kind of twist. And it was funny because everyone's first inclination was let's Google, because the show is based on books and the car crash wasn't in the books. That was something they wrote in entirely for the movie. Oh, I mean, for the show.
Twist.
And so, because I was one of those people, I'm like, I'll just search it. It's based on a book, right? The answer's out there. And I'm like, crap, it's not. I want to know who, you know, who survives and all that, so I can mentally prepare myself. And it's nowhere out there because it was something they wrote just for the show. In fact, the only people who are confirmed for season 2 so far are the three, you know, leads, Brooke Elliott, Joanna Garcia-Swisher, and Heather Headley. And it's like, everyone else, it's kind of up in the air. It's like, who's going to be back? You don't know.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see if Jamie Lynn Spears is back. What about you?
Yeah, I think she's become like a fan favorite. Like her character was one I had to warm up to a bit.
Yeah.
Which I feel like whenever you write a character in as the other woman type character.
Yes.
And like the other woman is like one of the leads who you're invested in and want to root for. It's hard. Like sometimes the writing pushes that character to where it's like, you can't root for them. Like they write that character so awfully that it's like, how can I root for this person? But her character wasn't that way. Like you felt bad for her because she was in this awful situation trying to make the best of it as she could. And she kind of was like this really nice, like break in the story. And I haven't heard anything on whether she's coming back this season. I know they kind of wrote her off towards the end. Like she was going off, I think, wasn't it to visit like family or something?
Yeah, I think she broke up with Chris Klein's character. I can't remember. I'm blanking on his name, Bob or Bill or something like that. But yeah, she left. Is it Serenity? Is that the town?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Serenity to go back and be with her family because like he wasn't like supporting her enough because he was like juggling all the different things of the relationship with his kids and all of that. But I think she has to come back at some point. I don't know if it'll be in season two, but like, I think that there's several, maybe not even several, maybe like numerous books in this series that like, I think this is going to be one show that goes on for quite a while on Netflix, which is like, I don't know, a little bit different than what Netflix has done with like these dramas in the past. Usually they get a couple seasons and then they either get canceled or they end or whatever, but Sweet Magnolias might be around for a long time.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to see what Netflix does with all these book adaptations. Because mm-hmm. like with the movies, we know To All the Boys, like The Kissing Booth, there's so many books in the trilogy. It's like, it's going to be three films that are matched to the books. But with shows like Sweet Magnolias, Virgin River, Bridgerton, these are longer book series. Like I had no idea that Virgin River had like 22 books in the series. And yeah. I'm like, how do you break this into a series when Netflix is notorious for only having like 4 to 5 season show runs? And it's like, I'm going to be curious to see how they pace themselves more. Like, do they try doing like multiple books in a season? Do they stick to, oh, let's make this a 7 or 8 season show. It'll be interesting to see how Netflix decides to do that.
Yeah. And I think it's probably like a little bit unrealistic. I don't know. I always think like when these shows have like a lot of younger cast members, like in like the family dynamic is like the show basically, how they proceed after the kids are supposed to like go to college or like move on or whatever. And like every show does it a little bit differently. But like, I think that you like lose some of that. The kicker here is like, are the three friends, like that's how you work through it is like the show is about the three friends. That's how you get through like the cast aging, growing up, going to college, coming back to the little town, et cetera. Don't you think?
Yeah. I think like the friendship really is the heart of the show. And it's such like a refreshing like group, like they build each other up. That's always like a great key thing with like friendships is not having that like someone secretly backstabbing them in every scene. And like this group, they have such great chemistry. It's like you want it to be a part, like when they have their margarita nights, it's like, although I don't think I ever saw them eat like or drink sometimes during the margarita nights, it felt like they always had like not. These big pitchers and like these huge spreads. Yeah. And then it's like they talk and then some drama would come up and they had to race off out of the blue to handle this. But I feel like the friendship, like you said, is what's going to carry the show, and that you can have the younger characters go off to college and they can write them off at points. As long as they have that central three, you've got like the heart of the show and those three characters.
Yeah. And I think the like the will they won't they relationship type of stuff can only go on so long. Like each character has like their love interests and it's like, will they all eventually be happy or will they all like just like I kind of think that like they might, I don't know. If it runs a long time, like they have to keep that like Gilmore Girls, Luke and Lorelai, will they, won't they going with like a lot of the different characters, like just see what happens. It adds more drama rather than like if everyone gets coupled up in the second season, like, I don't know, it might not work out as well.
Yeah, let's hope it goes a little bit more organically than like Fuller House did, where they just decided at the end, like, oh, we have one season to wrap things up. Triple wedding, everyone together once.
Yep, everyone gets together and we sign off. No, I do have two more questions. Who do you think, this is going to go back, who do you think was in the car crash with the little kid?
I'm worried that it's going to be Dana Sue's daughter. Yeah. Her name's like escaping me at the moment, but I worry it's going to be her. And I feel like awful if it is, because I feel like she has like, in the first season, we really saw her like struggle with that relationship. Like they kind of, you know, butted heads a little bit. And you could see like there was a turning point coming. I hope that maybe, it's like it'd be a cop-out if they didn't like go forward with anyone being like killed off, but I kind of hope they do. Like it's one of those like someone was injured but they survived. Like I almost don't want to say goodbye to any of these characters. How about you?
Yeah, I agree. I think that would be too, it's like I get like was like totally blindsided by this. I thought this show was like feel good, heartfelt, drama happens, but like at the end of the day we're family, let's have dinner together type show. And then literally like out of nowhere it's like car crash, the main characters like might be dead. Like that just changes like the whole dynamic of the show moving forward that I think would be too much too soon. I think, is it Kyle? No, Kyle was the younger one, right? Ty. I think it might be his brother. I think that maybe happened, that like the brother, he's an athlete, he was able to catch up to the car before he like got going and was like trying to stop him or something like that. I'm guessing it's both of the Townsend kids. That's my prediction, but I don't know. I teased two questions, didn't I? What is the Sweet Magnolia business, actually?
I know, it seems like it's one of those, like, catch-all, like, there's, like, yeah. part food, like, there's the food element where, like, they have, like, the food, and they're bringing that in from the restaurant, then there's, like, the yoga and, like, the health element, and then it also seems like, I want to say, like, a getaway, like, a bed and breakfast type deal, too, it feels like it sometimes, like, I remember them, like, weren't they prepping rooms or something for people to stay in or something?
I think so. Yeah, it doesn't feel big enough to me to be that, like, when you go inside the house, you're like, whoa, like, they've got, like, a restaurant over here, then, like, a yoga studio, and then it's, like, a spa / resort hotel thing, and then you go outside, and you're like, okay, that's a big house, but, like, is it that big to fit all of that stuff in? I really have no idea, but it always has confused me. I need, like, Netflix to, like, lay it out, like, give me, like, a pamphlet. Send me a pamphlet about what this business actually is.
Just release, like, the schematics of what the house actually looks like. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, there's exactly. a house, there's blueprints, a room there for the restaurant. Et cetera.
Yeah. Yes. So to recap, we think season two, probably late 2021 release date, if at all, based on production timelines. Or maybe fall, I guess we could say. Is that fair?
Yeah, I feel like that would be a good, like, even if they want to do Christmas, like, I wouldn't be mad if they gave us, like, this at Christmas. What a, like, good, like, binge watch over the Christmas break.
Yeah, it's going to be weird because, like, that's where, with, like, the huge gap in production in 2020, and then everything starting to film, like, last fall and then into the spring, that, like, sets up all of these shows to get, like, to all these Netflix shows to get released, like, in November and December, October, November, December. And it's like, is Netflix really just going to have, like, it's just going to line up, like, huge show after huge show, like, week after week after week? It would be great for us, but it would be hard to watch everything, I think.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I still keep arguing that Netflix should try the weekly release schedule. I think that'd be, like, nice to have new episodes to catch each week. I like binging certain shows, but it also gives us something to talk about where, like, each week you can kind of, like, with WandaVision, you can catch up, like, oh, did you see the last episode? Where with the binge watch, it's so hard to know where everyone's at because someone might watch the whole season in a weekend where you're, like, watching an episode or two a night or something. It'll be interesting.
I agree. That would be cool. I think that we could see that as, like, this goes on longer. But I mean, I think that's all the time we have. I'm checking the clock. I think we're out of time. So thanks for listening, everyone. And we'll see you guys next week.